The Fire That Changed Everything. Karlstad Before the Fire. By 1865, Karlstad had survived for 113 years without experiencing a devastating fire. During this period, the population of Karlstad had increased from around 1,350 to 5,000 people, without any new land being taken into use. Karlstad, in 1865, was far more developed than it had been 113 years previously. The homes were built of timber, so were much more likely to go up in flames. This was a worry to the city's volunteer firefighters, who asked the more wealthy members of the community to buy new equipment. When a fire did break out on the 2nd of July that same year, the city was not well prepared to tackle it. The Fire of 1865. On the 2nd of July, a hot, dry and sunny day, a fire broke out just before lunch at Eriksson's bakery on Skepparegatan. The flames quickly spread and it was soon evident that the city was by no means equipped to stop the progress of the fire. There is no disguising the desperation in the telegram sent by the county governor to the Swedish government at 2:35 p.m. The city has been burning for 2 hours. There seems to be no prospect of saving the situation. The fire hoses are breaking. The administrative offices are burning. No less pessimistic is the telegram he sent later at 9 p.m. that evening. The whole city has burnt down. The fire is still raging terribly. Biskopsgården, the county jail, and the hospital should be saved. The church is burning. The situation is desperate. Nearly all of the city was destroyed on this July Sunday, and virtually all the residents of the city were made homeless. But quite remarkably, nobody died, at least not immediately. Cholera killed 5% of Karlstad's population. When cholera broke out in Karlstad in July 1865, it soon developed into a catastrophe. In national terms, the cholera outbreak was a medium-sized epidemic, but it became the worst that Karlstad had ever experienced. After the fire, many people were living on top of each other in barracks and other provisional buildings in terrible circumstances. The conditions were highly favourable for the spread of disease. At this time, there were around 6,000 people living in Karlstad, including those helping to rebuild the city. 647 people contracted cholera, and 302 of those died, around 5% of the population.